Hallo.
3FM Spotlight.
Iedere week zijn er mensen die iets bijzonders betekenen voor de wereld. En daarom verdienen zij het ook om gezien te worden. Deze week is dat ook het geval. Ik heb twee mensen in de studio uitgenodigd die allebei door een zware tijd in hun leven zijn gegaan. Zo heeft de een zijn broer verloren en de ander was verslaafd aan drugs en alcohol. Waardoor zij geen controle meer had over zichzelf. Maar nu gaat het met allebei heel erg goed. En zorgen zij ervoor dat mentale gezondheid onder artiesten eigenlijk ook bespreekbaar gemaakt wordt. Ik heb het over onder andere Leon, a.k.a. Palm Trees, die de producer is van deze hit van Kraantje Papi.
Alles wat ik zie these days, dat is goud. En alles wat ik zie these days, dat is goud. Gelukkig hangt de liefde in de lucht. Gelukkig hangt de liefde.
En zijn partner in crime, Roxanne Emery, die net is begonnen aan haar solo carrière als Rory. En in samenwerking met Leon de track Happy samen in Italië in de schrijverskamp van Tinus hebben geschreven. En Tinus is de mastermind achter Firestone van Kygo. En daar is dit uit ontstaan. Hi Roxanne and Leon, thanks for joining me on this show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you guys?
Very good.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, definitely.
So when you guys started to work on the song Happy, you figured out it would be a great idea to create a group chat with many artists to talk about mental wellness. Why does it mean so much to you to talk about that, Roxanne?
To me, yeah. Self-help.
Yeah,
my life.
It's definitely your thing.
I don't know. I just feel recently very strongly about connection, human connection, real conversation, and people being there for each other, kind of taking friendship to the next level, what it's meant to be, is just so important for mental health. We kind of live in a society with depression and anxiety. Suicide is on the rise. So I think we're doing something a little bit wrong. When I think about my own life, it's definitely been categorized by quite a bit of loneliness. And actually meeting these guys and connecting with them and sharing with them, it's been quite life-changing. So we've got this WhatsApp group. It was originally called the Self-Help Massive. And we just chat to each other about good things, bad things, what's going on in our brains, give each other support and love and encouragement. And yeah, it's been quite amazing. Does it sound cheesy?
No, it doesn't. It sounds refreshing to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And what did you learn most from the group chat?
Oh, God. I think that whatever's going on in your own mind isn't always the truth. I think the one thing I've noticed the most is people personally question themselves and they doubt their vision, their purpose, their emotion. But everybody else can reflect back to them who they are and their power and the positivity on that.
Yeah.
So it's just quite eye-opening. We really need other people, I think. Yeah. We kind of survived by being a tribe and then now we just live alone with a phone. But yeah.
So to solve the phone thing, we started a WhatsApp group.
On the phone. Yeah, but it's for connection.
It does feel like real connection though. And we do meet up a lot.
We do.
Most of us who actually live in Holland.
So. We do.
So when all of you guys are in Holland, so you guys meet up with all of them?
Three of us, right? Yeah.
Four of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Live in Holland. One lives in Italy and one lives in LA. And we all met at the writing camp.
I think it's really great. And most part of it, why I think it's great is because we all know what happened to Avicii. And I felt like he couldn't really get through with his emotions. And when I hear like new artists like you guys do stuff like this and encourage each other to talk about these kind of problems, or when you're happy, talk about it too. Mm. It's really great. And I think it's something all of the artists should do, actually.
Yeah. Did you watch the documentary on Avicii?
I did, yes.
Yeah. It really scared me that like when there's so much money involved, people really, really change and push the artists to just work too hard for it.
They forget they're human. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But the other thing that is crazy, which is also funny, is the track was mostly written by you, Happy. But there was one specific place where you got your inspiration from. Where is that place?
you mean the location?
Yes. So
this happens a lot when I'm, or when anyone is in the studio, actually. I think when you're super focused and just you're trying to get that right lyric out and your brain is like making overtime working on that, when you take a little break and go to the bathroom, that is often the moment when it hits you. And that's like, oh, that's the line. And this is actually what happened. So we were in the studio talking and writing for hours, and I went to the bathroom, and then I actually texted her like, we could make each other fucking happy. And that ended up becoming like the line in the chorus that we like.
Best line ever.
But were you, the actual question is, were you peeing or were you pooping?
I'd say both.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you want to become a songwriter, just go pee and poo at the same time and then write your lyrics on the toilet. That's the key to being successful, right?
Yeah. We made a transition to this kidding. Subject very fast. But in all honesty, yes, the pee-spiration is a thing.
Pee-spiration.
Love it.
That's a great one. Goed dat je luistert naar 3FM. Dit is nog steeds 3FM, de Engelse versie. Een beetje crack-versie vanuit mijn kant, moet ik zeggen. Maar we gaan zo direct nog een spel spelen met Leon en Roxanne. Zo houdt Leon heel veel van knuffeldieren en Roxanne van gezond eten. En daarom mogen ze de gekke natuurgeleide quiz hashtag de eeteditie gaan spelen. Waarbij ze moeten raden of dieren aan het eten zijn of heel andere dingen aan het uitspoken zijn. Dat allemaal zo, maar nu eerst tijd voor hun track. Primeurtje op 3FM.
Yeah.
Do you want to announce your song yourself, Roxanne?
Yeah, okay.
Go for it.
What do you want me to say about it? Anything specific?
just tell people what it is.
This next song is by the amazing Palm Trees.
Ooh.
And me. Who am I? Rory.
Yeah, you're Rory.
Today.
Yay.
Anyway. And it's called Happy, and we hope it makes you happy.